I'm looking for a neighborhood with some hot girls who are playing or walking around so that the men on my channel can get pleasure. Someone left a comment a few weeks ago, and they said, I recommend that you should walk to some neighborhood where hot girls are playing or walking around so that they can be captured in the video and we men can watch joyfully. Isn't that a great comment? Great suggestion. Thank you so much for the, just a great suggestion. You know, half my subscribers are men, and very important that men get pleasure. So I'm just looking around here for a neighborhood where, you know, if you guys ask me something, I wanna deliver, right? I wanna deliver the goods. So I'm just, you know, that was a good request. So I'm looking for a neighborhood where I can find some hot girls who are playing or maybe just walking around, you know, so that they can be captured in my video. So I'm just, no. Don't see any hot girls there. Well, welcome to another vocabulary walk, guys. In these vocabulary walks, I just walk around with my camera and take some random shots of stuff and teach you vocabulary. So today we're shooting on the Olympus EM10 Mark 3, 4. Which mark is it? It's not this mark. I'm Mark. I'm a better Mark than this. I think it's the Mark, let's say anywhere, I don't know. I think it's the Mark IV, the Mark IV with the Olympus 45mm f1.8 lens. So that's what we're shooting on today. Oh, look at this nice neighborhood. Don't see any hot girls yet. They have to be playing or walking around. That was the request. So we're just gonna go on a hunt today. We are going hunting, my friends. So what's the first vocabulary? That's important, right? The first word. What should the first word be that I teach you guys today? Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for always joining me on these vocabulary walks. Oh, I see a dandelion. Maybe that should be the first one, okay? So see that flower there? Come on, focus. Oh, stupid camera. Focus on the dandelion. Okay, we got it. I'll show you in this camera too. So those little yellow flowers that grow all over the place here in Canada, those are called dandelions. Dandelions, it's one word. I don't know why I said it so slowly, like two words. Dandy, although dandy is another word. Okay, dandy is a word. Dandy means, you know, dandy. Just, you know, nice and it's dandy. What does dandy mean? I think dandy means like, it's just good. It's great, dandy. It's just, I'm doing fine and dandy. I'm doing dandy. Do people say that? I'm doing dandy. I think so. I think it just means good. Right? This truck is dandy. Right? Look at that dandy truck. It means it's a good truck. So you could say a dandelion. See if I can find a, ooh, look at this. We found one, guys. I found a dandelion. Wow, didn't expect to be teaching you two dandies today, but you know, with these vocabulary walks, you never know what's gonna turn up. I just walking around completely off the cuff. Remember, off the cuff means unprepared, unplanned, just walking around making trouble, trying to teach you guys vocabulary. So let's call, what's this? It says do not stop here, so you can't stop here. This is called a post. Okay, it's called a signpost or a pole. yeah, you could call it a pole. See that one over there? That is a street light. A street light? Oh, well, I mean, the light's up there. The whole thing is kind of called a street light, but that could be called the pole. The street light post or the pole. Yeah, you know, sometimes in English you have some different options. You're not just limited to one selection, one choice, right? You can have, you can sort of play around with the language a bit, have fun. You know, you could choose if you want to use the word pole or post. So, wow, look at this car, guys. Isn't that a beast? This kind of vehicle is called a station wagon. Okay, a station wagon is a long car, like with a hatchback. Okay, this kind of a back on a vehicle is called a hatchback. Let's see, can I find a normal hatchback? Yeah, like this one over here. We just walked past this PT Cruiser. Is this a PT Cruiser? What is this? I don't know what kind of vehicle this is. Chevy PT, is that a PT Cruiser? I don't know, I thought it was a PT Cruiser. Anyway, so that's, I don't know what kind of car that's a weird looking car. That's not a station wagon, but it's like a hatch. Any kind of car that doesn't have a trunk is called a hatchback. Okay, so if it has a trunk, then it's like a sedan, you know, like this silver one up here, coming up here. Okay, that's just like a normal sedan. It's not a hatchback, but it probably comes in a hatchback. What is this, Mazda 3? So yeah, so this is a normal trunk, right? It has a trunk, but if it would just have a hatchback, then it would just be called a hatchback. So this one, okay, this kind of a vehicle is called a station wagon. Okay, a station wagon. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. How would you like to own a station wagon? Boy, that'd be sweet. Maybe I should sell my red SUV and buy a station wagon. What'd you guys think about that idea? That would be awesome. What does this sign say here? Let's look at another signpost, all right? It says, please leash and clean up after your dog. It's the law. Okay, animal control bylaw. A bylaw is like a... is like a law for like an area, okay, or for like a condo building. If you live in a condo building, right, the condo building will have bylaws. So, you know, maybe you can't, for example, hang your laundry on your balcony, because then that looks bad and the building sort of looks a bit bad, right? That's called a bylaw. It's not like a real law. It's not a law where the police are going to come and put you in jail, right? Hey, look at these dandelions. Man, we found some great dandelions. I know these white, I don't know what these kind of white ones are called. You know what? I better take a picture. This is a vocabulary walk, not a go. You know, I'm supposed to be using this camera. I've got my GoPro here, and should probably take a picture of these nice white flowers. Oh, it's nice. Okay, I got a good shot there. So yeah, a bylaw is just a sort of a law for a certain area. So for example, that sign that it said, you know, pick up after your dog, that means pick up your dog poop. It's a bylaw. So there would be a fine. Did that sign say how much the fine would be? I don't know. I don't know what the consequence is, like you know, maybe you get charged like $200 or something if you get caught not picking up after your dog. So that's the bylaw. You're not going to go to jail. At least I don't think. I don't think you're going to go to jail. Wow, look at this Dodge Ram Longhorn 1500. Isn't that a sweet truck? Would you rather have a Dodge Ram or a Ford F1? Oh, this is a 350. Whoa, Super Duty Ford F-350. Guys, these people mean business. A 350, not just a 150. If I were to buy a truck, I'd probably just buy a 150. I'm not that heavy duty. I'm just a lightweight YouTuber. Closing in on, what do we have now? 500,000 subscribers. Not there yet. But so I'm not a heavyweight. can't buy a Super Duty Ford yet, and there's a van. That kind of vehicle is called a van, a minivan, or just a van. Whoa, guys, here's another 3500 Duramax, whatever kind of truck that is, with a back, a hard shell. What's that called? A hard shell back. See, it's not an SUV, right? An SUV is where like the inside is all connected, right? So you can see there, it's not connected. That's actually the bed, that covering on the bed. I think it's a hard, no, what's it called? A covering or a hard top shell? I don't know. I don't know anything about trucks, so I shouldn't talk about, maybe I'll look it up and see what the right word is for that. But looks like this is some sort of a gated community. Okay, a community like this is called a gated community, all right? So you can see there are houses in there, but you can't go in, right? Because there's a gate. So probably rich people live there, right? Rich people don't like mingling with poor people. Mingling means sort of mixing, right? They don't like mixing. So this is a hatchback, small little hatchback car. Look at these houses. They're pretty big houses, right? Oh, here's another gated community. Yeah, so these people are, I would say, very well-to-do. Well-to-do means rich, pretty rich, like upper middle class to upper class. I would say, yeah, middle to upper class, probably. Yeah, and these houses are all at least couple mil. Mil means $1 million, so these houses are all at least $2 million, maybe $5 million. So, well, guys, I'm not there yet. Can't afford one of these guys. I bought my house back in Calgary, so I was not anywhere close to my house in Calgary was just over 200,000, it was under 250,000. So yeah, that was my house in Calgary. In Calgary, houses are really cheap. I mean, comparatively to other places in Canada, if you go to Toronto, Vancouver, other places, I mean, you're gonna get away with much, much cheaper. So yeah, my house in Calgary was under 250,000. I think I got some upgrades. I could choose some upgrades or whatever. I think the base price was 230,000. But then I upgraded a bit of this and that, so I came to like 235 or 240 or something like that. So that's my house in Calgary. But these ones, man, these ones would go for a couple mil for sure. Yeah, so mil means million. Ooh, I see a majestic mountain. Look at that majestic. Maybe I can get a shot of it here. It's kind of through those trees there. Yeah, that looks like nice. Do you know what the word majestic means? Majestic means really awesome. Like we use a word for if something is big and just really awesome, it's like majestic. You know, so you can describe a mountain as majestic, all right? Yeah, so we're probably about, you can see it's a sunny day today, eh? We Canadians like to say A sometimes. So yeah, this is just sort of a peaceful area. I was in a neighborhood. I don't know if this is really a neighborhood. There's the playground over there, a street there. Yeah, I'm looking for those big trees are blocking my view of the majestic mountain. So yeah, you can see here the trees are budding. Budding means like, you know, the leaves or the blossoms are coming out on the trees. So you can see here the leaves are budding. Let's see if I can get I see a low-lying branch coming up here on one of these trees. See, these branches here are not low-lying. I can't reach them, right? I want to show you close up with my camera. So I'm looking for a low-lying branch. A low-lying branch. That means just a branch that's kind of low. Kind of low where I can grab it, or I can at least take a picture of it. So yeah, we're coming up to a low-lying branch that is just budding. The leaves are starting to bud. Look at that. There's a low-lying branch right there. Isn't that awesome? There's a nice bright sun there. About, what's the time now? 5, 6 o'clock? I don't know. Probably a couple hours out from, an hour out from sunset. 1 or 2 hours out from sunset, so yeah, it'd be great. Maybe catch a sunset, but I think my GoPro battery will die before before I catch the sunset. But yeah, just thought I'd be able to get a shot of that mountain. Now the mountain disappeared. But look at this nice stone wall. Isn't that awesome? It's kind of a cool wall here. And what kind of tree is this up here? This kind of a tree, it looks like this is like a juniper. Yeah, this is like a juniper tree, guys. You can see that kind of evergreen. It's not a pine tree, it's a juniper tree. There's a Purolator truck delivering some mail. Did you send me something? Send me something nice. Where should I? Maybe I'll go into this park here. It looks like a nice walking area. All right, well, yeah, welcome to just a random walking around, hanging out with you guys kind of video. Yeah, so this kind of a, trees that stay green all year round are called evergreen trees. So there are like pine trees, you know, juniper trees. What other kind of evergreen trees are there? Look at this. It says recycling garbage dog waste. So that's where you can put your dog waste so you don't get the bylaw fine, or you don't break the bylaw. You know, look at that nice path sort of going through the trees there. Looks like this coming up here is some sort of community garden. Isn't that awesome? Maybe it's this private land? I don't know. But let's go check out this community garden. You know, we don't have a lot of these in Canada. I think they're becoming more popular. In Germany, I remember seeing a lot of these community gardens. I always thought that's kind of a cool idea. But yeah, in Canada, sometimes condo buildings will have like a community garden area. But most of the time, I don't know, I don't see too many of these here. So yeah, I think like see each one of these plots, you can call that like a plot, right? Someone owns that or rents that. So they're growing some stuff there. This person doesn't look like he's a very successful farmer. That person's growing weeds. Look at that. Let me take a picture of that guy's weeds. What a useless farmer that is. Look at that guy's weeds. What a crazy guy. Gets a plot of land, plants some weeds. Oh, wouldn't that be sweet to plant a plot full of dandelions? That would be awesome. Yeah, so that's kind of a cool, I don't know, just a cool community garden there. And got some nice grass, big grassy area. An area like this can be called a grassy area. Just an open, grassy area. And, oh, there we go. There's a kind of, oh, there's still another tree blocking that mountain. How can I get a shot of that majestic mountain, guys? And now that house is blocking. Now let me just walk a little bit over here, and we will get ourselves a money shot. Money means a good, if you say something is money, that means it's good. Okay, look at that. Did that focus right? I don't know. Okay, so if something is a money, if adjective is used, if the word money is used as an adjective, that's like a good thing, you know? Like I could say, I'm gonna get a money shot. Look at these like bushes here. What kind of a bush? These are kind of just called like bushes. It's like a bush, right? Not a tree, sort of a bush. Actually, I was gonna teach you guys the word shrub. I'm gonna keep a lookout for the word shrub. Like, you know, the juniper trees that I just showed you, there are also juniper shrubs. I'm looking for, let's see if I'll keep my eye out for a shrub. Basically, a shrub is just a sort of a bush. Yeah, just another word for a bush. Look at that there, guys. This is a slide. A slide and a bench. You know what a bench is. I don't have to teach you what a bench is. What's this thing? Hello? Anybody hear me? Can you hear me? I wonder if this goes into the ground and out on that one. What do you think? I don't know. I have no idea what that is. Some sort of a thing. I think maybe kids can talk into there. And I think they can hear it. They can hear it out of here. I'm not sure. What do you think? Your guess is as good as mine. If you're not sure, you can say your guess is as good as mine. Your guess is as good as mine about what those things are. I don't know. So here are some swings. Look at that. There's a, like a normal swing and a toddler swing or a baby swing. I don't know what that's called. I would call it maybe a baby swing. Toddler. A toddler is like a big baby, you know, maybe 2 years old. I'd say a toddler is around 2 years old. A baby or an infant. Infant. Yeah, an infant is a baby. Yeah. Hey, look at this. This is a baseball diamond. Is this a baseball diamond? Yeah, look, guys, let's go into the baseball diamond. Wow, look, there's some bleachers right there. Those things are called bleachers. That's where people sit and watch the, you know, the fans. That's the spectators sit there, right? Those are called bleachers. Okay, and this is a bench. Actually, this is the dugout. Okay, so in baseball, right, in baseball, this is called the diamond. So we have the baseball field, right? You've got the big baseball field. This part here, this sort of like sand or gravel part here, is the baseball diamond. Okay, and then this is where the players sit in here. This is called the dugout. Okay, the baseball dugout, right? And over here are the baseball bleachers. So this is where the fans sit, and that's the other team's dugout there, right? So one team sits over there, another team sits over here. Now let's look at home plate. All right, see this here? This is called home plate. So the batter stands here, right? The batter hits the ball, and then the batter has to run over here to first. Let's see if we can find. First base is actually not a plate, it's a bag. So that's why I don't think we're gonna find first base. First base would be somewhere over here. Yeah. So yeah, it's a bag. The only one in baseball that's a plate is home plate. So, there's a little bit of baseball terminology. Terminology means vocabulary. Hey, I could call this a terminology walk. What do you think? Should I change the name of these videos to terminology walk instead of a vocabulary walk? That'd be all right. You can learn some new terminology. Terms, some new terms, right? So look at this fence. Wow, that's a big fence. I guess for the baseball, I guess they don't want the baseballs to fly over this fence. Look at these cool purple flowers. That's cool. Yeah, it's such a gorgeous evening. Glorious. This is a glorious evening out here. So, wish you guys could join me. Just walking. It's nice. It's perfect. It's this perfect weather, guys. Perfect April, middle of, what day is it today? April 17th, I think, or 20th. Sometime in the mid to end of April, I don't know. So, yeah, nice sun poking out through those trees. Oh, someone's got a campfire down there, guys. Look at that. Sounds like maybe camping there, or I don't know. So, let's see if we can find some plants. Oh, is this holly? Look at that. I think that's holly, guys. Yeah, remember the Christmas song, Deck the Halls with Boughs? Is it boughs or balls? Balls of the boughs? Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly, right? A holly is like that stuff. And then with like the red berries, isn't that what the what's that called? Where you kiss under the mistletoe? That's mistletoe. Is mistletoe holly? What is mistletoe? Is mistletoe the name of a plant? Boy, I don't know. See, that's the nice thing about these vocabulary walks. I don't try to, you know, fake anything with you guys. I just tell you honestly. You can see my thought process, you know, and if I don't know something, I'll just tell you, right? So you could see here, I was having a bit of difficulty sort of thinking about what is mistletoe. You know, at Christmas time, people hang like a mistletoe. And is like mistletoe the name of a plant or holly? I don't know. You can see sometimes even native English speakers struggle with words, and especially with like plants. I mean, nobody's an expert at everything. I don't know much about plants, so I'm not an expert. If you're a plant expert, let me know. What's the difference between holly and mistletoe? What is a mistletoe made out of? I don't know, but yeah, I guess I'm hoping to get back to civilization here so I can keep doing this neighborhood vocabulary walk, not so much a nature vocabulary walk. And I'm still looking for a shrub, a juniper shrub. I'll keep my eyes peeled. To keep your eyes peeled means keep your eyes looking, right? You could say, you know, if you're looking for... I don't know, if you're looking for a bad guy, right? You know, you could say keep your eyes peeled for, you know, for a guy wearing a red hat. He stole my wallet. Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your eyes peeled, you know, for that. So it's one meaning of peel. Another one is to peel a banana, right? You can say I peeled a banana. What a crazy language English is. You can keep your eyes peeled, or you can peel. There's probably more meanings for the word peel. Let me know if you know any more meanings for... Huh, looks like we're back in nature again, but I think I see some houses up here. Yeah, I don't know where I am, but there's a nice bridge here. Let's go across this bridge. I wonder if there's a troll living under this bridge. Remember that, what is that, nursery rhyme, or is it a fable, Aesop's fable? The troll living under the bridge? Man, forgot everything about my childhood. What's the story about the troll living under the bridge, Billy Goats Gruff? The Billy Goat Gruff? Three Billy Goats Gruff? Is that what it is? I don't know, I'll have to look it up when I go home. Three Billy Goats Gruff. Somehow that rings a bell in my mind. Three Billy Goats Gruff. But I don't even really remember what that story is about. So, oh wow, look at that nice house, guys. Now I'm walking in the dark forest again. Look at the size of these trees. I think that's pretty big, right? You can see compared to me, you know, if I'm like against one of these trees, man, that's pretty big. Not the biggest, not as big as those giant, the redwoods. Yeah, those are huge, but these are pretty big too. So I'll just give you a little view of where I'm going here. Yeah, this isn't turning out to be a very effective vocabulary walk. What's the difference between effective and efficient? Do you know what's the difference between those words? Well, when you hear the word effective, you should think about the result, okay? When you hear the word efficient, you should think about the process. Okay, so if something is effective, that means it gets done, right? So if I'm trying to, let's say I'm trying to cut down a tree, right? These are some trees here that have been cut down. If I manage to succeed in cutting down the tree, then it was effective, right? My method was effective. It might not have been efficient. Efficient means like the best use of energy, right? So I don't know how these people cut it down, probably with a chainsaw or something like that. So let's say a person used a chainsaw, right? You know what a chainsaw is, right? Like an electric saw, basically. Cut it down, right? It would take like a few minutes. But imagine if that would be effective and efficient, right? Because it would only take a few minutes. But imagine if you tried to use like a handsaw to cut down one of these trees. Well, it would be effective after the tree got toppled, right? If a tree gets cut down, it gets like toppled, right? It gets cut down. So yeah, if you used a handsaw, it would be effective, but it wouldn't be efficient because you're using all your energy, right? It's better to just use a chainsaw, just cut through it in a few seconds, right? So that's the difference between effective and efficient. When you hear effective, think about the end result. And when you think about efficient, think about your energy, the best use of your time, the best use of your resources, right? So here's your little English grammar or English terminology. Little mini lesson inside a lesson. Hey, it's a lesson inside a lesson right there for you. So this is, again, it's like these communities are like nestled in. Actually, these are probably the gated communities. That's why I can't get in here. Because see, look at these. I mean, you can see the fence goes all the way around here, right? The paths go like around the community. They don't go like into the community. So yeah, I think these are the gated. I think I picked the wrong neighborhood to go walking in, guys. I'm just like sort of walking around the periphery of these communities. The periphery means like the outside, right? The periphery, like your peripheral vision, right? If I'm looking there, I can still see my finger in my peripheral vision, right? So this part of my eyesight here is called, that's my side vision, right? It's called my peripheral vision, okay? So I can still see my hand. I'm looking at you, but I can still see my hand here in my peripheral vision. So this path is sort of winding its way around the periphery of this community. So yeah, it's just on the outside, it's sort of on the outside, right? On the edge. It's on the edge of this. Guys, I'm out of breath. All this English teaching and walking, it's too much work. You better give me a raise. Give me a raise, boss. I need more money so I can buy one of these multi-million dollar houses here. Boy, wouldn't that be something? It's a little YouTuber buying a multi-million dollar house. That would be sweet. Boy, that would be awesome. First, I have to pay off my mortgage. Pay off my 200 and... I don't know how much debt I have, but pay off that first mortgage. And then pay off the second multi-million dollar mortgage. That would be so. Are you rich? If you're rich, you should consider sending me some money. Look at these nice flowers, guys. Wow. Isn't that gorgeous? There's just a little one budding there. I'll take a picture. This deserves a picture. I think this lens has a minimum focus distance. Look at that. It's not focusing where I want it. Why is that not focusing where I want it? Ah, man. This is why people don't use real cameras anymore. People just use cell phones because cell phones just work. You know, do you have a real camera? Real cameras are going the way of the dodo. You never see these anymore. You rarely see people walking around with these things anymore, you know. Going the way of the dodo means it's going extinct. Just a few years, nobody's going to be using cameras like this. Just going to be using their phones. This kind of a plant is called a hedge. Okay, see this? Actually, this is kind of juniper. It looks like sort of a... Yeah, it sort of has that... Like I said, I'm not a plant expert, but... So if it's like this kind of a thing where people trim, it's like a wall, right? It's serving as a wall or some kind of a barrier or whatever. So this is called a hedge. It's not a bush. I mean, you could probably call it a kind of call it a bush, but yeah, it's a hedge. Let's see if okay, see, this is sort of like a, this would be more of like a bush here, right? Bush is sort of like a small little tree with some leaves, or I don't know. What are these things here? Some kind of a bud. Oh, hey guys, we're back at the same place. What do you know about that? We're back here at the same station wagon. I thought it was in a new community. Great. We're back in the same spot. Fudge just means like it's actually a euphemism, I think. Is that the right word? A euphemism is like a word. Oh, look at these nice leaves. I thought they were flowers at first, but it's just leaves. I think a euphemism is like something you say instead of an expletive. Is that right? An expletive is like a swear word, right? If you say F word, that's a swear word. That's called an expletive, right? So you know, it's not polite typically in English to use a lot of expletives, you know, especially in formal situations. I use expletives sometimes. It's not a big deal if you use expletives, but, you know, in formal situations, you should be careful not to use too many expletives, or actually any, you should not use any expletives. I think a euphemism, I could be wrong. Again, you can see me sort of sometimes struggling to know the meanings of words. A euphemism, my nose is itchy. Itching, I was scratching my nose with my camera. So yeah, a euphemism, I think, is a word that's like, I think, if remember a few years ago, I made a video called Swear Word Substitutes, where you know, where words that people say instead of swear words. Well, one of those is fudge, right? So if you're unhappy about something, like I was, you could say fudge. Fudge. Well guys, we're back where we started, and still haven't found a neighborhood with some hot girls who are playing. I'm really sorry about that. I want to apologize. What does the sign say here? No trespassing, private property. All right, trespassing means to go on someone else's property. So can't trespass on that property, I guess. But yeah, so I want to apologize to all the men out there for not giving you enough pleasure in this video, as the YouTuber, or the whatever the comment, the YouTube comment asked me to do. So I failed, you know, I failed my mission, I failed my mandate. The word mandate means like you're given something to do, right? That person commented, they gave me a mandate. They said, Mark, find a community or neighborhood with some some hot girls, right? So that I can get, he was saying, so that I can get pleasure, right? That was his mandate. I failed the mandate. So that means I'm incompetent. I'm incompetent. Incompetent means you didn't do the job. You didn't do it. You're not good at it, you know? If someone's incompetent, that means they just can't do the job, right? If someone's competent, that's a good thing. Are you competent? What do you think? Am I a competent English teacher? Am I a competent YouTuber? Am I a competent human being? Can I get the job done? Or do I always just fail, you know? I don't know. Hopefully I'm competent. Let me know your assessment of me down in the comments if I'm competent. But today I failed, so I'm incompetent, right? Incompetent is bad. It's the opposite of competent. So are you incompetent or are you competent? Hey, smash like while you're down there, leaving a comment, leave me a like. Be a competent subscriber and leave me a like. So I want to apologize to all the men for being incompetent, for letting you down, for giving you no pleasure in this video. I had some pleasure. I love hanging out with you guys, you know. That always gives me some. Oh guys, look at these yellow flowers. Aren't those amazing? Remember, I think Easter Day I posted a picture of one of these flowers on my Instagram. Hey, if you're not following me on Instagram, you should become one of my followers. Just search for Mad English TV. And you know, I see some cherry blossoms over there. Should I take you guys to the cherry blossoms? Man, that deserves a like right there. Look at that, just beautiful nature. What do you think, guys? Beautiful blossoms. Well, I'm kind of, don't even know where I'm going here, guys. So maybe I should just wrap this up. Already been going for about an hour. I think that's good enough for now. Hey guys, I found a shrub. Found one of these juniper shrubs. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about here. Okay, like a shrub. So a shrub is like a small bush. And you know, when I think of the word shrub, I almost think of like a dry bush. I don't know if that's actually technically part of the meaning of the word, but when I think of a shrub, sort of like a small bush that's like dry. Okay, so look at this bush. It's kind of dry, right? You could call that a shrub. Or there's like a sort of a shrub. Yeah, so you can see here, here's the juniper trees, okay? See that nice stuff there? And this stuff is almost the exact same thing, right? You can see it's maybe a little bit different, but for the most part, it's the same. So, well, that's it for this. We found our shrub. I found my shrub. I'll end this off on a high note. I'll end it on a high note. That means something good happened, right? So that means I just want to end it. I don't want to keep talking and then maybe the video will go down, down, down. I don't want to end it on a low note. I want to end it on a high note. Do you like ending things on a high note or a low note? Hopefully on a high note. Man, here's some more blossoms. Wow. It's another high note to end the video on. So I just want to say I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching, sticking with me till the end, almost an hour here. So hope you learned some words. I hope you enjoyed this sort of random vocabulary walk. I don't think I took very many good pictures, but you win some, you lose some, right? You win some, you lose some. Just means sometimes things go good, sometimes things go bad, right? You win some, you lose some. I found the shrub. I won that. Didn't get very many good pictures. Lost that. You win some, you lose some. So, I'll bid you guys farewell. Have a great day wherever you are. And I will see you over in the next episode. Is my camera still going?